Furthermore, I think that if you represent any district outside of Sioux Falls or Rapid City, you should love the Futures Fund, because currently, if you didn't have that and you needed funding in your district, you're going to have to get 2/3 vote in both chambers, even though you don't have the legislative power to do that. So at that point, you then have to go convince big city legislators to come spend money out in rural South Dakota, and they're not going to do that because they want that money. So by having a governor that focuses on the entire state itself, and having the ability to allocate those funds, rural districts like 1, 3, 23 all benefit heavily from that money, because it's money that we would not generally get allocated through a legislative process,